I'm going to have to find someone else to do the weather from now on. We can't be having these shenanigans during these forecasts, Mitch. But people are counting on you for accurate information.
I gave it to them. Every bit of that forecast was accurate.
80. What is? What did you say? 83 and sunny.
Oh, it's actually 88 and sunny in Orlando. I think I said 85.
Would take.
There you go.
Would take. It's going to be a fun weekend for you, and we'll talk about that in this hour. Mitch needs something to do in Orlando other than WrestleMania, and, so we'll try to help him out.
And theme parks. Theme parks is not an answer allowed. So
we'll
good
see.
Luck.
We'll see. In this hour, we'll talk about basketball fatigue, comparing K-State in 2010, that Elite Eight team, to South Carolina this season. Some fans on social media wondering who would win a game between those two teams, and we do, in some ways, have an answer to that question. We'll also finish it off with You Can't Be Serious. To start off this hour, and by the way, if you want to give us a call, 537-1350, 866-776-1350. If you missed anything from the first hour, NewsRadioKMAN.com under the on-demand tab. That's where the podcast will be posted as soon as we're done. Basketball fatigue is the term that I'm using, and I posted this tweet to my profile earlier this afternoon. Is K-State basketball fatigue, meaning the season ending, the Frank Martin, John Curry, Brad Underwood headlines? Is all of that affecting your excitement level for K-State football? And that could be in a positive way or a negative way. I think there are different ways that you can look at it. For some people, I think that spring football is coming as a very sweet relief. Not only are you moving on from how trying, how difficult basketball has been, but you're moving on to a football team that, as far as we can tell, should be very good this season. I think that that's certainly a positive and a reason to look forward to it. But at the same time, if you're just a really invested K-State fan and you get really emotionally into everything that K-State does, whether it be football or basketball, I could see how you would just feel kind of emotionally exhausted from everything that has gone on over the last, you know, couple months or so, and you would say, I need a break. I need to step aside from my, you know, purple T-shirts and relax a little bit, and then we can, you know, over the summer, I can get excited about K-State football. But there's two different ways to look at it, and I can certainly see both sides of it. A couple of the responses that I got, Marcus said, no, K-State, so to the question, is it affecting your excitement? Marcus says, no, K-State is a Big 12 title contender this season, pumped for the season as always. Trevor says, heck no, if anything, KSU football season is keeping my morale high, which, again, is kind of something that I just mentioned. There are a couple other people that say, well, it's just spring football anyway, so it doesn't impact my feelings one way or another. Nate says, no, but Hall of Fame coach Bill Snyder's health affects my mood about K-State football, which I think is a good response. So there are a number of different opinions out there. But, Mitch, let me ask you how you stand on all this.
I think there's enough time between basketball ending and spring football that it shouldn't bother you. I mean, for right now, you're not going to get a whole lot of information anyway about football until a press conference comes up. And even then, it's going to be a lot of questions to Coach Snyder about, what do you think about this guy? What do you think about this guy? How's Jesse doing? Mm-hmm. It's a lot of that. You're just going to get a lot of, he's doing well, or he could be better. It's a lot of that. You're not going to get a lot right now until the spring game comes up. There's not a lot to pay attention to. But here's what I does think that happens. If the basketball season really bothered you, probably keep up to date with football as much as you humanly possibly can, because that is actually probably going to be a good pick-me-up. Because of the hype around K-State football, what worries me is that hype about K-State football, because there's a little too much out there, in my opinion. Too many of those articles. I've seen this quite a few times of sleepers for the playoff, and there was a picture of Jesse Ertz. I'm like, really? Like, you really think so? I don't like that kind of stuff out there so early.
Yeah, that's fair. I think that's fair. You mentioned something about wanting to get as much as you possibly can out of this spring football season. K-State is actually helping with that a little bit in ways that they typically, historically, have not done. The K-State football Twitter account today posted some video highlights of, you know, the start of spring practice. Not the team, like, running plays or anything like that, but just some clips of guys running around. And again, if you're saying that you need to take in as much as you possibly can, I think that that would be an example of that. And I think that, you know, it gets me excited, even if we're going to start hearing from Coach Snyder within the next couple of weeks with those weekly press conferences that he does. And no, he's probably not going to give us very much information, but I'm still going to be paying very close attention to everything that he has to say, because I am excited for this team. And I think they are certainly a team that's capable of winning 10 or more games this year. Maybe that shouldn't be the, you know, I wouldn't say that if K-State won 9 games that you would call it a failure or something like that, but K-State has the capability of it being a really special season. And that'll be nice. That'll be, if K-State is able to have a lot of success, that will, I think, help fans a lot to do some of what I talked about in the first hour in terms of embracing the new athletic director, whoever it is. Well, if the new AD comes in and immediately the first thing that happens is K-State has a successful football season, I think you're going to feel pretty good about how things are going. And then we can cross that bridge when we get there as far as K-State basketball and Bruce Weber's future. But there are a number of different ways to look at it. I was just curious this morning. I was thinking about it and posted that question to my followers because I wanted to see how K-State fans felt overall. But I'm excited for K-State football, and I am taking in as much as I can possibly find on how things are going in the spring.
You know what? If you're still truly affected by the results of K-State basketball, which honestly, just the team alone, like the way the season went, if that's still bothering you, which I truly feel it shouldn't, but if it is, go to Twin Family Stadium, watch some K-State baseball. I'm not talking down on K-State baseball. Without a doubt, I'm not doing that. What I'm saying is, I think what their season is actually is almost getting on a trend as K-State basketball, where they started very well in the non-con. They still have more non-con to go as the season goes on in the during the midweek and all that, of course. But They've hit a little bit of a rough stretch. They've lost 4 in a row. They were swept by Texas, and they lost up at Nebraska. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I still say get out there and support K-State athletics, because this baseball team has a ton of talent. I saw it for myself. I've seen it during the Iowa series when I went to Toyton, and the road trip to South Carolina. Football can wait. Honestly, it really can. We will give you the updates. Let us do that. Get out to Toyton Family Stadium and catch that team out for yourself. Check them out.
It'll be a opportunity for sure, but a tough matchup for the Batcats this weekend. They host TCU, the number 3 team in the nation, for 3 games. And K-State, if they want to stay in the mix for, you know, potentially an NCAA regional bid, they would need to win 1 or 2 games of that series. But that's a good point, and I don't totally want to exclude K-State baseball from this conversation. It's not a world of K-State basketball and K-State football, and that's it. As the weather gets better and better, you can get out and enjoy that as part of this as well. But it's just a conversation that I think is worth having with different people, because it goes back to what John and I have both talked about a lot this week with Frank Martin taking his team to the Final Four. It's human emotion. It's human emotion for you to feel frustrated that Frank Martin is accomplishing this at South Carolina. Well, to the same token, it's human emotion for all of these stories about Martin and about Brad Underwood and about John Curry and combined with the end of the basketball season to feel fatigued with all of those negative things that have taken place. And how you deal with that fatigue is also part of just being human. If you are going to get really excited for K-State football and you're going to invest in that earlier than you typically would because you want to put this other stuff in the rearview mirror, totally understand that. If you want to take a step away and just not care at all about anything for a couple of months, and then start to get excited for the upcoming football season, I can get behind that too.
Here's the deal. We have to get over the whole Frank Martin situation. There is nothing we can do about it.
Hey, you're not telling the right guy. You're going to need to call up the you're going to need to call Blink 182 and tell them to make an announcement tonight.
See, I haven't really got to talk about this, and that's just because John is so good at just letting it go.
Yeah, he did a nice job.
Emotion. Yeah. I enjoyed it. I didn't want to interrupt that. But honestly, I think we did something about this earlier in the year. Not about this, certainly, but Let It Go. You know, we had the Frozen song,
right.
Let It Go.
Yeah, yeah.
It's to the point where, okay, John Curry, he's no longer with us. To some people, that is step one to, you know, getting things back to normal with the basketball program. It really stinks. It stinks that Frank Martin, when he left, that hurt me. I hated that. I'm a huge Frank Martin fan. Try to enjoy this Final Four, because you know, I mean, Frank Martin's, he's thinking about us. He'll always have a spot in his heart for K-State athletics, for K-State basketball. Cheer on Dana Altman as well. Mm-hmm. I say if they make it to the national championship, that is awesome. If one of them can win it all, that is fantastic. I'm rooting for them all the way. To be mad about it, I mean, there's no reason, man. You got to be positive as much as possible.
That's not, you know, when John did his whole thing on Monday, it wasn't all anger. It was because he started by saying that he is extremely excited for what Frank Martin is doing, and he is rooting for them every step of the way. And
yeah.
And he is, I can tell you, he is, and I am, maybe not to the same extent, but to a certain extent, I'm rooting for them as well. And I think that as far as the moving on thing that you're talking about, that will come when the Final Four is over.
Sure.
You know, when Frank Martin is no longer in the headlights or in the spotlight, that's what's going to happen. And I mean, just for reference, and you saw this earlier today, if you go to ESPN.com right now, you don't have to go to their college basketball page or anything. You just put in ESPN.com and hit enter. The first thing, the number one picture, their dominant picture on their page, is a picture of Frank Martin, and it's a story called Frank Martin Isn't Sure About All These Frank Martin Stories. And it's a story about Frank Martin stories. Like, that's just, it's thrown in your face. You have to see it. That will fade when we get on the other side of the Final Four, whether South Carolina, you know, wins or loses, regardless of what happens. That will fade. Then I think fans might be able to start to move on. But it's South Carolina getting to this point for the first time under Frank Martin that has fans feeling the way that they do, and I can't blame them for that.
And I'm Captain Obvious on this, but another argument is, you know, I've seen this, like, people think that if Frank Martin was still here, we could be in the Final Four, which is possible.
Maybe.
But there's also a great possibility that absolutely not.
Right. I mean, there's no way of knowing what we've missed out on by Frank Martin not being here the last few years. I tend to think that K-State would have been to another Sweet 16 by this point.
Possibility.
But I don't
absolutely.
Know. I don't know.
And another thing, South Carolina has never been there before. Frank Martin this is his first Final Four, of course. I almost enjoy them enjoying that, because as a fan, I mean, we know what it's like. I mean, not me personally, for a team to get into the Final Four. Obviously, it's been 50-plus years mm-hmm. since that has happened, but it's happened before. It's been forever. We like to have it more often, but it just hasn't happened yet. K-State football has been tremendous over the last 25-plus years. K-State women's basketball has had some great teams. Trust me. South Carolina is probably, the women's basketball team is in the Final Four as well. So South Carolina is actually doing some really great things right now, but their football team is probably down the dumps as well.
Yeah, not great.
So it's just different times over there right now. K-State beat them in baseball. You got that.
Actually, I was going to mention that there are a lot of South Carolina fans that didn't realize they had basketball until a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Because down there, baseball is king. Well, I mean, after football.
Oh, man, their baseball stadium.
It's great.
Gorgeous.
And I don't know if I've ever mentioned this on the air, but I'll mention as we take our first break of the second hour, there was a time, I think it was like 3 weeks ago during the conference tournament season, that I turned on the SEC Network, and they had their version of SportsCenter, right? Their mm-hmm. I don't know what it's called, but it was like SEC Now or something like that. Their version of SportsCenter. And it was during the conference tournament season, and they come in and they lead off their show with SEC baseball highlights. Not basketball, SEC baseball highlights. Just a different different way of thinking down there. But they certainly have rallied around Frank Martin in this basketball program. It's easy to see that. And we'll see what they can get done in the Final Four. Going to take our first break of the second hour. When we come back, I have an NBA take, which I do not have very often, but it's something I need to get off my chest. And also, Mitch needs something to do in Orlando other than go to WrestleMania. He's headed down there in a couple days. We'll help him out coming up next.